Good morning, beautiful Wednesday, hump day Wednesday. We are heading downhill towards the weekend, and right now plenty of sunshine at our Bull Falls Radio Studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 62 degrees. The time is 9:07. It is Wednesday morning, July the 17th of 2024. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also catch a video stream of our program by going to facebook.com and the Bull Falls Radio page. If you have not followed Bull Falls Radio yet at facebook.com, do so, and you can see a video stream, see Ian Welsh and myself, be able to make comments and join us here on the program. In fact, I saw one comment on our Facebook page, and he says he's also a convicted felon. We were talking about a lot of folks in the first hour, so that could have been about almost anybody. I believe it's probably the former president, because at this point Mr. Connolly is not a convicted felon, but thanks to Tony for chiming in on our Facebook chat, and you can do that as well. And you can also join us by calling or texting, and you can do that through the Civic Media app. Open up the Bull Falls Radio page. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? It is a terrific piece of technology. Just go to wherever you get your apps. It is free. Search out Civic Media, and then once you have the app, you'll have access to all the stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. And the fifth one down is Bull Falls Radio. Open it up, be able to open up our webpage. You're able to send us an email, able to send us a text, and be able to call us all with the touch of a finger. Real simple. And so again, download that Civic Media app today and be able to take us with you wherever you go. Also some streams on there. We got our live stream. You can hear what's on the air at any particular time. And then we also have our Sports 2 stream and our Sports 3 stream. In fact, we are about 5 weeks away. 5 weeks from Friday is our first high school football broadcast.
Where does the time go?
Well, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait, in fact, to kick things off, as once again this year we will have coverage of Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon High School sports. And with those three teams, sometimes they'll all three be playing on a Friday night. And if you want to catch any of the games live, you can do so either by going to bullfallsradio.com. You can click on the live stream, or else you can click on Sports 2 or Sports 3. Have it right there. But real easy then, if you're at a game, you can bring out your phone, open up the app, and then be able to listen to all three games, go back and forth on a Friday night. And we're looking forward to having great coverage. Tom Weaver and Jeremy Cole will be joining me on the play-by-play again this year. But coming up on Friday night, August the 23rd, we'll have both the Wausau West Warriors. I'll be heading up to Superior for that first game, a long trek for week number one, and the Marathon Red Raiders. They'll be taking on Pittsville in week number one. So we'll have those two games. And then the following week, the Newman Catholic Cardinals will kick off their season as well against Phillips the following Saturday. So eight-player football has eight regular season games, while the 11-player football has nine. So week one, only Wausau West and Marathon. But then in week two, we'll have three teams Friday night with Wausau West and Marathon, Saturday afternoon in week number two with the Newman Cardinals. So again, if you want to make sure you have access to all those broadcasts live, download that Civic Media app today. Coming up here in just a few minutes at 9:20, we'll be focusing on the Grand Theater. Normally, we talk to the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, Sean Wright, but he is away this week. And we're going to be talking to the marketing and communications coordinator of the Grand Theater and the PAF, Anya Hannington. So Anya will be making her first appearance with us coming up at 9:20 this morning on the program. Before we go any further, need to say good morning and hello to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Jen.
Well, it was night number two of your rehearsal process last night.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the show is from the Shakespeare canon.
Yes, the Taming of the Shrew.
And the Taming of the Shrew coming up in almost exactly 1 month.
Yeah.
You'll be opening up, what, 4 weeks from tomorrow? Is that correct? Is it Thursday or Friday that you open up?
I believe it is a Thursday.
All right. So that'd be
August 15th.
So 4 weeks from tomorrow. And again, it's an outdoor show, which mm-hmm. will be very interesting. This time of year, hopefully the weather will hold up and be able to have no problems, but it'd be mm-hmm. great. And so many Shakespeare shows. I know that in New York City, they have Shakespeare in the Park, and there's a lot of folks around the country that tend to take Shakespeare outdoors for whatever reason. It just seems to work very well, mm-hmm. and that's what River and Woods Theater Company is doing for this show, and also for Midsummer Night's Dream for the younger folks who are performing in that as well. So, but last night, number two rehearsal, how did that go?
It's coming along very nicely. I'm really enjoying my character. He's a very funny guy, and he tries his best to be smart, but most times it backfires in his face. But
how big of a role is it? Are you out there a lot? Do you have a lot of lines?
I do have quite a bit of lines and quite a bit of scenes.
Well, that's good.
I think the hardest part will be making sure I have all the proper lines in the right order. Because,
well,
I don't think I have an issue remembering them. The big issue for me is probably going to remember what order they're in for which scene.
And I'm sure that the tempo, again, with the Shakespearean language, you have to make sure where the pauses and the delivery of the line so you get the greatest meaning behind it.
That's right. It's not like everyday language.
No, so that
it really makes you think more.
So I'm sure that makes the rehearsals even more important. So
absolutely.
All right, well, very good. And coming up later in the program, we will again have our daily history lesson, our final segment of the show. We always wrap things up, try to give you a sense of a little bit of history, let you know about some celebrity birthdays, some reasons to acknowledge today. And then, of course, we finish things off with our number of the day quiz. And we give Ian three choices. That means that he should, at the very least, get one out of three right. 33%, and that's always the goal every week, to get 33%. Anything above that is a winning week. Anything below that is a losing week. And so far this week, you are one for two.
Yeah, because I got it right on Monday, but I did not get it right yesterday. So I have an even rec right now. I'm 1-1, so I still have a good chance to get another 4 out of 5 this week.
Yep, exactly right. Well, you got a number one. The first goal is to get that second correct, because once you get the second correct, that means that you'll have a winning week. Yep, the worst you'd be is 2 for 5, which would be 40%, which is above the 33% threshold that we have for a winning week. But then you would try to match your record week, which is 4 out of 5, which occurred last week. You never had 4 out of 5 prior to last week. Do you want a hint on what the number for the day quiz is going to be involving today? Because I just looked it up.
I could use a little hint.
We'll just give you the subject matter.
Okay,
subject. Because that way I won't give you the actual, you know, the second layer, the layer behind it. It involves chickens.
Chickens.
It involves chickens. So I'm not going to go any further than that. It involves chickens. And usually I'm somebody that tends to have a person that has a pattern when it comes to like my lunch, because when I go to lunch, I will go like on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And usually I try to mix up a little bit, but often I fall into a rut. Mm-hmm. And often I would go on Wednesdays to Lee's Famous Recipe for lunch.
Oh,
so chickens.
They
so,
have wonderful chicken.
Yeah, so I tend to go there once a week, either on Wednesdays or Fridays, and I haven't decided what I'm going to do for today. Maybe because chickens is involved in the number for the day quiz, I may have to think about having chicken for lunch. Mm. I might have to think about that. But there's a lot of different areas we could go into when it comes to chickens.
That's true.
So you're going to have to wait. Everybody's going to have to wait. Stick around for the last part of our show, and we will give Ian our number for the day quiz, and it involves chickens.
See, that's what I love about the number of the day quiz is it's always something interesting. You never know what it's going to be. And a lot of times it's actually something pretty cool.
Yeah.
You learn something, right?
You
learn something every day.
Very good.
Even if it's something that you'll probably never use again, at least it's fun to hear.
Exactly. So stick around for our number for the day at the end, chickens. Hey, a reminder that, again, this week we are in the midst of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. And Civic Media is continuing to host special event coverage each and every evening at the RNC. Again, tonight and tomorrow night from 7 until 8 p.m., our news director, Terry Bell, will be live on location to provide news updates and coverage of the convention for Civic Media listeners. Also, again, a number of our hosts are in the Milwaukee area broadcasting their shows live. In fact, coming up after we are done here, we will have Matinair on air. That's Jane Matinair and Greg Bach are broadcasting live from the area around Pfizer Forum. Todd Alba has been broadcasting live from Milwaukee as well with Trivgi Olson and other special guests from noon until 2. As well, from 2 until 4, Maggie Dawn has been down in Milwaukee. And, of course, the Devil's Advocates as well, broadcasting live from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. So plenty of coverage going on all day and then into the evening with our special event coverage from 7 until 8 p.m. with Terry Bell tonight and tomorrow here on Bull Falls Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, it is Wednesday, and it's every other Wednesday we talk about what's happening at the Grand Theater. So we're going to do that coming up in just over a minute. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices by searching WXEO, and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us on our video stream if you go to facebook.com, go to the Bull Falls Radio page, and then be able to see us as well as hear us here on the program. And every other Wednesday, we have a chance to find out what's happening at the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. Normally, it's Sean Wright, but Sean is off on vacation, a well-deserved vacation for Sean Wright. So very happy to welcome to the program the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation, Anya Harrington. And I should be, I was so worried about your first name, I got your last name, Hannington. Yeah. Anya, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Anya, nice to meet you. Glad to have you here in studio. Before we talk about what's happening at the Grand, I said it, you're the Marketing and Communications Coordinator. What does that involve with your job?
Oh, so I basically handle the majority of communications that people receive on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So all the emails that you get sent, that's me. So I'm sorry if there's too many of them. I'm trying my best. Social media. And then I also make all of our ads for TV and radio and things like that. So it's a really fun job that it gets me to create all these fun, wonderful things to showcase all the wonderful shows we have coming.
So basically, you have to know everything that's going on.
I do.
I mean, you cannot be left out of the loop on anything because you are the one that actually, as you said, it could be the media, it could be your patrons, everybody that you talk to, you have to be right on top of it. So, I mean, that must keep you very, very busy.
It definitely does, but it is fun because I'll have my coworkers who go, you know, when's that show? And I'm like, oh, no, I have the date. I know the date. I know the description. I know the ticketing link. I know everything. I'm very good to fill in for things like this when Sean's not available because it's just all in the head.
Well, let's talk about what's happening with the Grand, because something we've been talking about with Sean as well, it used to be where there would be kind of a dark period where there's not really anything happening for quite a while. But nowadays, you do still have events that occur during the summertime, don't you?
We do, yeah. So, you know, during the summer, that is a really great time, given how many other things happen in the area. And everyone wants to be outside. Everyone wants to be on vacation. Everyone wants to go to these festivals. And, like, good. Go do it. That's awesome and it's fun. This is a great chance for the Grand to take care of any sort of maintenance we need to do, you know, painting the stage again, doing some work in the Great Hall. So these breaks are really helpful for the Grand, but it's been really nice to be able to bring in more events because, you know, people like having something to do over the summer. There are lots of wonderful shows that happen over the summers. While there are a lot of acts that only want to tour in those months, especially up in Wisconsin where they're, you know, anxious about the snow. So It's just been great to have all these exciting acts coming.
And there is a show that is coming up pretty soon that you wanted to talk about because obviously it's a pretty cool show, isn't it?
Yes. So Straight No Chaser is coming next week. It's Thursday, July 25th. And this one in particular is so exciting because people have been begging the Grand to bring Straight No Chaser here to Wausau for many years, and it's happening. They're coming. They are an acapella group who started in Indiana University. They're probably, if you've ever come across them before, you've probably come across them for they have a comical version of the 12 Days of Christmas that went viral, like a few decades ago, honestly. It's crazy to think that you know, viral, you can go viral like 20 years ago, but they did. But they're funny. They're going to be doing their show is Summer, the 90s. So it's all 90s music. And they have incredible harmonies. They're very funny. They've got a lot of charm. I think it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. And I hope people come out and just have a great, it's just a good night to party, to relax. And I think everyone's going to really enjoy it. So it's next week, Thursday, July 25th.
That's one of the things about a summer show. I, again, talking to Sean and others who are involved in local theater as well. The summertime, you have to kind of, I think, have a certain tone to it. And this sounds like exactly the kind of tone for summer. You don't want it to be too heavy, because I think that's more of the normal time of year where you can maybe have more of a heaviness to a show. But this is, you know, during the summertime, you just want to be a little bit lighter, have a lot of fun. And it looks like that hits the bullseye with the Straight No Chaser.
Absolutely.
When you, in terms of tickets, you said it, you want to make sure people come in. Tickets are still available.
Tickets are still available for Straight No Chaser. We are at our, like, limited tickets sort of alert, which is normally once there's fewer than 300 tickets left.
Good, huh?
Which is still, like, a good number, but it's definitely like, oh, you know, if you know, you want to bring your friends and family, you should act fast.
Don't come to the door. Because, yeah. I mean, really, I mean, when you say, I mean, I'm actually a little surprised because, again, in summertime, people have a lot of going on, but it sounds like the tickets have been moving pretty good.
These have been moving really good. And again, I think it's because of the fact that so many people have wanted to see this show at the Grand. And so we're very happy to be bringing it over to them.
So the best way to get tickets?
The best way to get tickets is to go online to tickets.grandtheater.org. Or to call us at 715-842-0988. You can also visit us in person at 401 North 4th Street in downtown Wausau.
And again, when it's grandtheater.org, it is not R-E, it is E-R.
That is
so
correct.
So make sure you go to the right one. You don't want to be going to the wrong one and then getting, you know, tickets that really don't fit for the for the show that you wanted to get. Speaking of tickets, and it's not been too long since the Grand announced its 2024-2025 season. And again, talking to Sean, I mean, just really a great variety and incredible quality and really something for everybody. And now in the midst of trying to sell tickets for 2024-2025, there, again, we've talked about the fact if you're somebody that goes to more than four shows, it's best to become, what's the terminology again?
A season subscriber.
Subscriber. Yeah. And again, that what are the benefits, again, of being a subscriber?
So a season subscriber, the big benefit is, I mean, there's a lot of benefits. But at this point in the season, the big thing that you're going to get out of that is there's a discount. So if you order four or more shows, you get a discount of from 5% to 15%, depending on how many tickets you order. Mm-hmm. So you'll knock some money off of your total price, and you also can, and then that will apply if you add, if for whatever reason you see four shows you like, then a little while later you're like, oh, you know what, actually that Academy of St. Martin the Fields, I should have got a ticket to that. That can get added into your subscription order and the discount still applies. So that's just huge. And then also pre-sale access. So we've just announced a show like 2 days ago. We're going to have a couple other show announcements coming up soon. Mm-hmm. And as a subscriber, you get access to pre-sales for that before the tickets go on sale to everyone else. So that lets you grab the seats that you want first. And it's a great benefit. And then, you know, normally if you subscribe before everything goes on sale, you also get seated before other people.
Right.
But at this point, because tickets are on sale. But there's still a lot of great benefits, and you should do it. Absolutely. It's great.
And along that same lines, single show tickets are also for sale now. You gave the subscribers that little bit of a head start, but now the single ticket shows are for sale as well. And to take a long look at, because as we talk about all the time, boy, for the most popular shows, they do go fast, don't they?
They absolutely do go fast. We've already have some shows that are really, really selling. They're hot sellers. So we have the I Am He Said Celebrating Neil Diamond tribute. People are eating that one up. So, you know, go get your tickets for that one as soon as you can. And for Broadway, you know, there's two nights of all of them, so it's working out well. But Hadestown is definitely a big hot seller. So if you want Hadestown tickets, you should act fast, because I can't guarantee they're going to be there come December, you know, a month out.
Anya Hannington, thank you for coming on by.
Thank you so much for having me.
And folks, check out grandtheater.org, E-R, not R-E, and get those tickets. Thanks again. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, and again at facebook.com. Go to the Bow Falls Radio page, go to the video, you can just click on it, see us, and point and chuckle at your heart's content. No. You can also...
You can chuckle, but don't point.
I know. You can also send us comments and questions on our video stream. You can also call or text us at 715-382-9297. That is 715-382-9297. And, hey, I missed a text. Doggone it. We had a text earlier when I was talking about, we were talking with Bob earlier in the show.
Uh-huh.
And said that we've had Corey Sillers, the Republican candidate for state assembly, on our program, while folks over on the WSAU side of the street, they don't even allow some Republicans on their show. They don't allow basically any Democrats, but it's like only that those Republicans that fit the Meg Ellison and the Chris Conley version of the Republican Party are allowed on their airwaves. If they don't like it, too bad. You can buy advertising. And Scott from the Village of Maine sent us a text that said that Meg spends a lot of time attacking Corey Sillers on her show and is a very big supporter of Jacobson. So that's actually surprising, because I think Sillers is actually the more conservative of the candidates, and it's unusual there that maybe that Meg is, who knows what goes through the mind of Meg Ellison. And Chris Conley and the folks who do the morning show over on WSAU. So, but the idea that they would pick favorites, and again, there's nothing wrong with myself or Meg or Chris or anybody else going on the airwaves and saying, well, you know, this person thinks this way and I don't believe in that. But the idea of basically blacklisting somebody and not allowing them to explain their points of view as a candidate or as a person that already holds office, I think is wrong. I just think that, again, you don't, as you said many times, that we don't have to agree with everything that our guest says.
They have a right to be heard.
They can be heard. They have, then we have the opportunity to ask questions. They can be pointed questions.
You can have a civilized conversation with people you disagree with and still be respectful of each other.
Exactly. So,
which seems to be something that a lot of people have forgotten.
The idea that Meg and Chris over on WSAU will not allow certain Republicans and many, if not all, Democrats to be on their show. As I said to Bob, I mean, Bob ran for state Senate 2 years ago, and he appeared on my show a number of times, but never able to go on WSAU, where his opponent was on the airwaves, and not able to explain his point of view on the issues and let people hear. Again, part of the responsibility of having a license issued by the Federal Communications Commission is to allow discussion on the issues of importance to our community. And in fact, every quarter, every 3 months, we have to put in our public file a listing of the issues of public importance that we discuss on the airwaves. Not all of them, but just some of them, to show that, hey, we are talking about public issues, important public issues on our airwaves. And again, the policy of Civic Media, the policy of Bull Falls Radio, is that whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, if you're running for office or if you're currently in office and you would like to have an opportunity to talk on our program here from 8 till 10 a.m., hey, we're going to give it to you. So again, if you're somebody out there who's tuned in right now, who is running for office, who is going to be part of the primary coming up in August, if you're somebody that does not have a primary but will be on the ballot in November and you'd like to talk about the issues, we have an open invitation to you. Reach out to us. Send me an email. I will get in contact with you, and we will be able to set up a time for you to be on the program. But for Chris Conley, then, after getting some pushback from Republicans, no less, to say, hey, too bad. Meg is the most important voice on the conservative side of Central Wisconsin, and she can bring on anybody she wants.
It's like picking and choosing the people to be on your kickball team.
well, sometimes you do that.
You want the strongest and the fastest people that you choose, and it's like you're picking your favorites. You're not being fair. Like, being fair is about, you know.
I will jump in here. Well, this is not like picking kickball teams. This is not. If you're picking a team, you want the best.
I just dated myself. That's so how old
but,
I am.
But
I
if you're picking kickball. If you're picking any teams, I mean that's different. This is about the public interest. This is about, again, important issues being put forward to the public. And again, to pick winners and losers like that is not right. It's to put out that information. And again, you can ask all the tough questions you want for somebody that you disagree with. But at the same time, to blackball certain members, especially, I mean, I can see why certain members of the Republican Party would be upset, because WSAU is the flagship voice of conservatism and Republicanism and megaism in Central Wisconsin. So of course they would want to be on the Meg Ellison program and Chris Conley over on WSAU. But then for Chris to say, well, doggone it, no, Meg can pick who she wants and her ratings say that she can do that. No, that is wrong. What do you think? Do you agree that myself or WSAU should be able to blackball certain people? You don't want to hear from them? I know there are people out there that feel like, hey, I've had guests on where people say, oh, why do you have that person on? Well, because they are somebody that has a position that people deserve to hear from. Again, they may not agree with you or myself or many others politically, but they still have, they should have the opportunity to speak on important issues. And that's the point. If is it an important issue? Is it an important role? We're going to give you an opportunity. What do you think? Do you think that SAU is right or wrong? Do you think Meg and Chris are right or wrong? Do you think we're right or wrong? You can call us or text us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to let your thoughts be heard here on Bull Falls Radio. And again, thanks to Scott from the Village of Maine for sending us a text and letting his voice be heard. Couple of quick points here, a couple of quick stories that I thought would be interesting to kind of, you know, a little non-political here for a couple of moments. We talked yesterday about Monday evening at the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby about the national anthem that was sung by...
I watched the video. Yeah, I was trying so hard not to cringe, but
I know. But the thing
it
is,
it was not very good.
We got more information, and actually, I feel for the young lady because country singer, 4-time Grammy nominee Ingrid Andress was the singer, and again, pretty much across the board, people thought it was not good. But yesterday, she put out a social media post saying that she was under the influence during the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby when she sang the national anthem. She said, quote, "I'm not going to BS y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need. That's not me last night. I apologize to MLB, all the fans, and this country I love so much for that rendition," end quote. So, number one, good for her for acknowledging a problem.
Yeah.
And hopefully this is a first step for her to become more healthy and for her to be able to continue her career and to be able to perform at the best of her ability. So, again, it had to be incredibly difficult for her yesterday after hearing all the criticism and becoming basically viral in the social media world for that rendition of the national anthem on Monday evening in Texas at the All-Star Game Home Run Derby. And best of luck to her because it's, you know, sometimes you have to hit rock bottom in order to ask for help.
Absolutely.
And obviously that what happened on Monday evening in her eyes probably was rock bottom, and now she's going to get some help and hopefully be able to come back better than ever, and her career will be able to continue. So again,
she got another chance to sing it again.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Hopefully that can happen should she be able to get through her rehabilitation period.
Yeah, I think after that, she deserves a second chance.
Also, I wanted to mention this kind of a funny story. There is a person who won a lottery. And I got to find this information here real fast. I had it here just a moment ago. So many stories I was going paging through earlier. And
there's a lot happening right
I
now.
I know. So it's like, where the heck was this story? But it was a birthday gift. Oh. And this person got this scratch-off ticket as a birthday present. A Massachusetts man won the birthday present of a lifetime after scooping the top prize in a $50 scratch-off game that awards $1 million a year for life. So every year, this guy will get a check for $1 million. Although the winner's identity was not revealed, his attorney said the winner received the ticket as a birthday gift and said it was the best birthday present ever. Yes, it would be. But the thing it reminded me of many years ago, back in the early 1990s, Norm MacDonald, the former Saturday Night Live comedian who did Weekend
him.
Update and for years on SNL back in the 90s, he was on the David Letterman show, Late Show with David Letterman. And part of his act was this joke that basically was, you know, did you ever get a Christmas gift that was a lottery ticket? And basically, it's like, you know, it's like you're saying, oh, this is like, you know, you're not thinking hardly at all, a lottery ticket. But the thing about it is, when you buy somebody a lottery ticket, do you really hope that they win the lottery? He was saying basically that, hey, you know, to get that phone call, you know, from your buddy, you would say, yeah, yeah, dang, I won the lottery. I won $150 million. And then he said, yeah, and then he as himself would say, oh, that's great. Because you're thinking you should have bought that lottery ticket for yourself, that you really don't want your buddy. If you give a lottery ticket as a Christmas gift, yeah, or a birthday gift, to actually win it, because all you're going to think about is, that could have been my lottery ticket.
I have seen videos of people who buy, like, fake lottery tickets saying that they're winners, and, like, they try to prank people.
Oh, jeez.
And, like, you know, it seems like it's good fun, but if you set people up for that, it's going to be a big let down, and they're going to be mad at you for quite some time. So just keep that in mind. Like, if you're going to buy a lottery ticket as a birthday present or Christmas present, just make sure that you actually think it through first. Okay, it's like, do they have a chance to win this, or should I get this for myself?
No, I mean, the odds are it's going to be worth nothing. So it's like, you know, you're exchanging gifts with a friend for Christmas. That what Norm was saying is that, you know, Norm was saying, yeah, that my buddy gave me a coffee cup that said world's best fisherman. Oh, that was wonderful, you know. And I gave him a ticket that turned out to be $150 million. It's like, oh, I'm really, really happy for you. Oh, no. So that person got the best birthday gift ever, $1 million each and every year for the rest of his life.
That's pretty good.
The time is 9:48. We got one more segment to go before we head down to Milwaukee for Matinair on Air, and then a whole day of programming from Milwaukee and the Republican National Convention. But coming up next, it will be our daily history lesson. Talk about some famous events that occurred on July 17th, this day in history. Celebrity birthdays, some special events being acknowledged today, and our number for the day quiz with Ian. So that's all coming up. Time is 9:48. A little bit of cloud cover. Actually, the sun is behind the clouds right now, but temperature around 63 degrees. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes back with you on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Wednesday, July the 17th of 2024. That means it is day number 199 of 2024, 199, so 167 days remaining in this year, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Here we go back to 1995. Actually, we're going to go back even a little bit further than that. We're going to go back to 1983, July 17th, 1983. The final episode of Chips aired. Mm-hmm. Chips, an American television series that aired on NBC from September 15th, 1977 to July 17th, 1983. Chips followed the lives of two motorcycle police officers of the California Highway Patrol. The series ran for 138 episodes over those years. On this date in 1995, the Midwestern heat wave in the United States reached its peak. Chicago and Milwaukee, among other cities, set all-time high temperature records. The heat claimed over 400 lives on this day alone. On this date in 1997, Woolworth closed its last 400 stores. The five and dime chain lasted 117 years. On this date in 2005, Tiger Woods won his 10th major title at the British Open. British Open starts again for the 2024 edition tomorrow in the UK. On this date in 2014, Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 crashed near the border of Ukraine and Russia after being shot down. All 298 people on board were killed. On this date in 2019, Mexican drug cartel head Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was sentenced to life in prison plus 30 years in New York. And on this date in 2022, Lieutenant Amanda Lee was named the first woman to serve as a demonstration pilot for the Blue Angels. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthday today. Camilla Parker Bowles, the wife of King Charles of England, is 77 years old today. David Hasselhoff, the Hoff, star of Baywatch. And I mentioned Norm MacDonald earlier. When he was the host of Weekend Update, he would from time to time end jokes. This end a joke and then say, and one more thing, Germans love David Hasselhoff because he was a big music star in Germany. So David Hasselhoff, 72 years old today. Former German Chancellor Angela Merkel is 70. TV producer Mark Burnett, producer of The Apprentice, starring Donald Trump.
Yes.
Also the producer of Survivor, 64 years old today. Actor Jason Clarke of Zero Dark Thirty and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is 55. Luke Bryan, country star, is 48 years old today. Tom Cullen of Downton Abbey is 39. And Billie Lourd of Scream Queens, also the daughter of Carrie Fisher, is 32 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Hot Dog Day.
Well, a good hot dog.
It's actually a good day to be Hot Dog Day, be right in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
It is Peach Ice Cream Day. Do you like peach ice cream?
Yes, I do. That sounds delicious.
It is Tattoo Day. Do you have any tattoos?
No, if I do get a tattoo, it'll be a washable one. If you get a tattoo on... You're not getting it off without some special, like a sandpaper or surgery or something.
Oh, pain. Pain.
Yeah, that would hurt.
Bad. But it is Tattoo Day and World Emoji Day. So those are the special events being acknowledged here today on July the 17th of 2024. All right. It is time for our number for the day quiz.
Chickens.
It involves chickens.
All right.
But every day at this time, we give Ian Welch our number for the day quiz. I give him three different choices on a different subject matter with a number involved in it. So basically, on the math, you should get one out of three right. That means 33% is the level that you should always be above. And that means every week should be at least two out of five to be above the line. One out of five below the line would be a losing week. His record is four out of five correct, and that occurred just last week. And so far this week, he is one for two. So a chance today to try to work his way into a winning week.
Mm-hmm.
But our number for the day, gave a hint earlier, involves chickens. But the number for the day is the number of live chickens in the world.
Live chickens.
Live chickens. How many live chickens are there in the world?
I can imagine it'd be a pretty big number.
Is the correct answer 27.6 million? Is the correct answer 276 million? Is the correct answer 27.6 billion? So is it 27.6 million, 276 million, or 27.6 billion? The number, so they all have 276 in it. So 276 million. Okay. 27.6 million. Hey, no, 276 million, right?
Yeah.
What was my second one? 276 million. and $27.6 billion. So those are the three. I got confused there.
Okay, I'm going
to
I'm going to go with, well, I know there's a lot of chickens in the world, live chickens. I'm going to go with C. I'm going to go with the biggest number. I'm going with the billion number. It's my final
answer. All right, so your answer is $27.6 billion.
That's my guess.
The number of live chickens in the world, $27.6 billion.
I was right.
You were right.
Nice. I got over the 33%.
So you're 2 of 3. Your hopes of matching your record week of last week stay alive.
That's a lot of chickens.
It is a lot of chickens.
It was just the live ones.
Tomorrow, we will be joined by Pat Kreitlow at 8:06. We will have North Star Nose coming up at 8:35 as well. So that's all coming up tomorrow. Have yourself a great Wednesday.
You too, Jed. Happy hump day, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Stick around. Matt and Air on Air from Milwaukee coming up next here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.